On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where local businesses and services tell their stories. I'm Randy Bushover. If you have one of those stories to share, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. And I feel like I know this next person pretty well since, I don't know, pretty much the entire time both of us have been here, we've run into each other in one way, shape, or form, talking about President Dominic Cortese of Cortese Construction Services.
Hey, Randall.
Formerly a board op of yours.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sorry, producer. About, we used to refer to ourselves as producers, I guess.
Talk about knowing each other. I mean, how do you get to know somebody pretty well when they are on the other side of the glass?
And yet, despite the fact you've been doing this for 30 years now with the Home Improvement Show on Saturdays, I don't know that I know that combination for the special solution that you have to clean everything.
Don't make me repeat that.
Well, we will later on. It's kind of a test. But for the purposes of this particular segment, kind of wanted to do a general talk about the business and trends for the home improvement industry. And It has, not that it wasn't necessarily ever before, but it is really kind of a year-round process now, right, where people can be doing work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We actually appreciate the fact that we can, you know, keep a staff busy year-round, and the workload's been such where that is indeed possible. In fact, the workload is unbelievable right now, and we wonder how long that'll continue under the economic conditions that we operate under. However, having said that, you know, Buffalo's generally somewhat sheltered from a lot of the ebb and flow throughout the country.
And for what you do, specifically home improvement, you would necessarily have people that kind of specialize in different things, right? I mean, you have everything from plumbing to electricians to people who do like the general concrete work,
right?
That sort of
well,
thing.
Well, we pride ourselves at in having a qualified in-house staff to manage and complete major renovations to a home, and that's important for timeline consistency and keeping timelines as short as possible, and quality. And in today's environment, with the trades being in such high demand, positions in the trades, it's become increasingly difficult for us to fill out, you know, our rank and file. So we yet don't change our model. We stick with that in-house labor pool so as to keep the quality and delivery side up.
Is there a specific either indoor or outdoor or maybe one of each project that more and more people seem to be taking on?
Over the years, that has evolved. And in my tenure, I have seen that evolution. But right now, the hot project, if you want to call it that, is the kitchen renovation. The kitchen has become so vital to entertaining, and the kitchen renovation that has an entertaining flair about it. So that generally will mean something more extensive than just a simple kitchen renovation. It might include taking the wall down between the kitchen and the dining room, because it's often the case where we see a dining room is little used and people are packing around a small kitchen table. So why not take advantage of that extra square footage that you have there, take that wall down, and really spread the kitchen out to give it more elbow room.
And that seems to be the thing that, as you mentioned, has evolved over the years, the whole concept of the open floor plan.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, a reminder again, I know it's come up a time or six on the program. Is the kitchen the biggest return on investment for something that's remodeled in a home?
It can very well be. Another hot button, another important room to look at is the bathroom. And more so from the case and perspective that bathrooms tend to show more wear and tear than some of the other areas of the house. So if you have issues of a lot of mildew and mold, cracked tile, missing tile, this would lead to more degradation down the road, but also devaluation as well.
As far as outside, Mom just on her house just did an outdoor deck with a hot tub. I'm guessing that's probably not typical, though, for maybe something that somebody's taking on, is it? Or is it a back porch deck or a front deck?
Yeah, we have over the years added the whole outdoor living piece to our puzzle. And we have a sunroom product line. We also have retractable awnings, solar shades. And now we've expanded into building porches and decks. So we've kind of to bring all that together and layering on top of that the fact that we now do outdoor kitchens as well. So you have this whole outdoor living concept now that, that we can bring to the table. And it has become popular, although our weather obviously influences how much of that outdoor living we can really enjoy because we don't have the ability to do it year-round. But the sunrooms really kind of fill that gap because they work year-round.
We're speaking with President Dominic Cortese of Cortese Construction Services on Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. And perhaps a little remiss for not taking this on at the top of the broadcast. We mentioned your association with our radio station for 30 years, but you've certainly been involved in this business a little bit longer than that.
Yeah.
And among the things that have that changed, the whole idea of computers and the online component of what you do.
Oh, gosh.
Because now people can search, do reviews,
sure,
and also get information based on the website. So you have to have
absolutely
that component working for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're a big believer in that, and we subscribe to a lot of the digital platforms to help promote as much online solicitation of our services as possible. And furthermore, you know, we have a lot of software that we use that are all, you know, cloud-based and for estimating and design. So, yes.
And another offshoot of that, of course, over the years, you've raised a family, and I certainly remember the younger part of your brood, who are now older, much older, pretending to not be bored while they were listening to your show, perhaps, as I was producing on the other side of the glass.
There you go. Good,
and now they're
good
very
memory.
Much a big part of what you do.
Yes, exactly. Where would we be without the next generation in any business? And we're very blessed to be able to see our legacy continue into a third generation. All three of my children, Philip, Nicholas, and Michelle, all entrenched and vital to the future of our company. So me being the middle generation now, it's a great position. I had obviously unbelievable mentors in my father and my uncle, and I'm trying now to pass on that value structure that they instilled in me from the old world and now keep that culture and thought process alive into this new millennial generation that really has done a good job at capturing how important those values are.
And what's also interesting is that each of the kids of yours have kind of carved out their own niche within
yes.
Cortese's
yes.
structure.
Yeah, we are blessed in that way too, in that there's enough to go around where each has their own fiefdom, if you will, and not really overlap. But it does show the growth of the business to the extent that there's enough room to be able to keep everybody busy.
And certainly with the housing industry being a pretty booming one right here in Western New York, Buffalo specific too, certainly no end of projects for you to be involved with because people necessarily have that need.
Again, we've said it earlier, and it's worth repeating because it does, I think, another one of the really crowning jewels of Buffalo and Western New York, in that we really don't see, you know, the big spikes and dips that the economy typically sees. So as if we may be heading into a recession, who knows? I don't think we're going to see a lot of impact here. And having said that, our housing stock is older, and as a result of that, you know, you're going to find that the need for renovations is greater in an older housing stock mix, which we do enjoy here, not only from the perspective of having wonderful architecture, but the fact that our houses are generally older than most.
And you get the best of both worlds, perhaps, because you have this older architecture, as you pointed out, but also some of the newer systems that are involved. Some of these things are a little bit more compartmentalized, take up less space, so you have more living space.
Exactly. And maximizing and improving the efficiency of a home is at the core of most renovations.
Has there been, over the course of years, a more challenging project that still sticks out for what you guys have had to do?
What I find to be the most challenging of all projects, and I've gotten to the point now in my tenure, 40-plus years in the business, is I actually will not hesitate to tell someone they might want to think about moving rather than trying to remake the house into something it can't be. This might come to play, for example, in a two-bedroom downstairs Cape Cod where the young couple, having had their perhaps third child, wanting to have all the family sleeping on the same level. That would really require taking the whole roof off the house and putting four bedrooms perhaps up on the second floor. It is doable, but it's costly. So we have to look at the cost versus the value. And in that case, I might tell them you might be better off to move.
Dominic, for all the time that you've been on the radio, is there one question that people ask you, like, seemingly all the time that just like, oh, please, not this again?
Yes. And you touched on it earlier, and that is my all-purpose cleaning solution. So I guess we have to give it out. quart of bleach, 2/3 cup of Mex, and 3 quarts of warm water. This is a remarkable mixture that works very well to clean anything on the outside of your house, from siding to gutters to patio furniture to concrete. And what's nice about it is the soap is low sudsing, and the only thing you got to be careful about is that you are working with bleach. So not only to protect yourself from the effects of bleach, your clothing, but also plants. So be aware of that, and don't say I didn't warn you about that.
And perhaps a minor sticking point, but specifically warm, not hot or cold with the water.
Because you want to dissolve the soap. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Figured I'd clarify that. but on the other hand, there must you must still take enjoyment out of it. Otherwise, why do something for 30 years that you don't necessarily have to do? So it must be fun to interact with people.
Oh, yeah.
Because you constantly, I would guess, necessarily have new homeowners or people taking over some project that might be a little too big for them that want that expertise that you have.
It's frankly the highlight of my week because, you know, it's like you're opening up a door to who knows what. It's almost like the secret door gets opened and you don't know what you're going to see on the other side because you'd never know what's going to come in through the phone lines. And it could be something shocking or it could be something mundane. But in every case, you know, the idea is at the end of the day, we're helping people, which is really kind of the motivation that really kind of inspires me.
Cool. I can't say that, you know, necessarily you're going to have another 30 years, but we hope that maybe you have another 30 years if you desire to hear on the radio.
Let's do the math. Is that even possible?
Well, see, that's where I was like having a little trouble with getting into that. What else? Is there anything else that before we go that sticks out about how things have changed? And again, the number of years, so immense number of changes in what you do, how you do it, how many people it takes to do it. Or is it maybe the main point to stress to people, the thing that you did bring out earlier, the lack of the skilled trades people,
yeah, that's
how
huge.
That's a big need.
That's a huge, huge item. I would encourage any parents listening right now to seriously look at their child if they're approaching high school years and in through high school to evaluate the possibility that they might be very dexterous to the point where manually they have some proficiencies. Those proficiencies could be parlayed into becoming a master carpenter someday with the right training and mentoring and a gainful employment and a remarkably well-paid wage as a result of the shortage and avoid some of the common pitfalls of higher education, which typically yield over-degreed and underpaid and in debt students. And so, you know, this is a important piece to what we try to do with promoting the trades, is to point out that you can make good money and you don't have the college debt as a result of it.
Dominic Cortese, President Cortese Construction Services, will do the hard work for you because you do enough numbers during the course of the show. 2300 George Urban Boulevard in Depew for the showroom. Telephone number 683-2100 if you have any information. And I'm sure as soon as I said phone number, you're thinking the one you have to give out normally for your show, which is when, by the way, on Saturday?
Saturday mornings at 10 right here on WBEN.
Sounds very familiar. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.